Hello, hello. Thank you for joining Socially Active with the Health Huntress podcast. I'm Laura, also known as the Health Huntress. And this is now, we're in season three, and this is episode two. And the subject of this is routine, routine, routine. So last week we talked about new beginnings, which was just perfect considering I've just rebranded the podcast to Socially Active. So if you're new here, I would definitely recommend going back. It's actually episode number 89 in the history, titled New Beginnings. It gives a little overview of what this podcast is about, a little bit about me and stuff like that. So, but today we are talking about routine, 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 which means consistency. So I think that there's two main type of people, although we fluctuate a little bit from this type. Someone who loves routine would be like a type A. Or then there's this someone who despises it, which is the rest of us. I don't know if it necessarily has a type, but if you're not type A, then you're just one of us, because I'm definitely a type A. And I will say, though, I flutter between the two because I do love the idea of having a routine, even if I veer off from time to time, which I definitely do. Structure in all areas of life and business is what leads to success. Even the finest artists and creative souls out there need some form of structure, even if you don't stick to that regimented type A personality trait. It is definitely okay to wander and it's okay to drift. So for any of those type A's out there, you know what I'm talking about. You like to have everything planned out and execute exactly according to plan. And I think, I think that there's a little bit to say about that, because sometimes you can overly stress, because we all know things don't always go according to plan, and to loosen up the reins a little bit and let go of control somewhat is healthy. So I think that this is something that could help anybody, even if you are like a super type A person. And so my kids just went back to school last week, and every year I dread it because it forces me to live more on that regimented routine to get my kids to where they need to be with everything they need, you know, by a certain time. And honestly, it's a true challenge for me. It really is. So, I mean, I'm going to be 100% honest. I'm not perfect. No one out there is, but I struggle. I struggle with routine because I naturally instinctively don't want to be a routine person. I like to be more spontaneous and, you know, just kind of go with the flow and, you know, go with whatever I'm feeling. And I can do that a little bit, but when somebody has to be there on time, or if you have deadlines or anything like that, I mean, I've learned throughout my life in both personal and in business that you have to have that structure, because otherwise life just doesn't, you just have to kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? Have some, the compatibility is not the word. It's, compromise. You have to compromise with the universe, compromise with the world, compromise with reality, that in order to be success, you have to give a little to get a little. And sometimes that means giving a little bit up of your freedom to be in more of a control, because actually it opens up the door for more freedom. What I have found is if you make lists and you have plans and you have to-dos and you have things like that, even if you don't stick exactly to that plan, you will have more freedom. You will have less stress. It's amazing how it works out if you just, you know, plan ahead a little bit. But it's really good for us to live in some dose of monotony, but it doesn't have to mean that it has to be dull or boring. For the creative and adventurous ones out there, we can use creativity to stick to a routine. Like, give yourself some type of award if you make it through the week where you get your kids to go everywhere they need it to be on time. Do everything on a timer to see if you can beat your record time for the day or week prior. That's good for those competitive types to do it on a timer. Okay, yesterday I got all of this done by 7:30. Today I'm going to get it all done by 7:29. Or yesterday I did this task. It took me 5 minutes. Today I'm going to, you know, how can I always get better? Make a rule to do what you have to do before you want to do it. So this is an example. I have an example of this. So I was struggling with laundry and I always felt overwhelmed with the laundry. Like I have 6 people that live in my household. Laundry is insane. I just always felt like I could never stay on top of the laundry. And I mean, it's not just clothes. I'll tell you, I have a 7-year-old. She changes like 3 or 4 times a day. Like when she gets home, she's like, oh, I wanted to just put this sweatshirt on, or I wanted to put this comfy outfit on, or I want to wear a dress because I'm playing school. And then, you know, it's like constantly changing. And then it's just like so much laundry. She has more laundry than anybody else in the house. I have 2 teenagers. So they always like accumulate laundry. And then I have, and then they also keep washing the same stuff, which drives me absolutely crazy. And then, of course, my own laundry, which I had a little bit of joke that I'm going to share about that some other time because I'm wondering if it's appropriate or not. But anyway, and then it was something I was thinking about yesterday when I started working out, just how when I work out from home, I just wear less and less. I decided, you know what? I don't need to. So sometimes I just work out in like my bra and underwear. There, I said it. Just because I'm like, but I got these really like comfy kind of underwear that I wear, for my workouts because I'm just like so much, I'm just trying to cut back on all this ridiculous amount of laundry. But now, of course, if I go out on a run or something, I'm not going to be doing that in my underwear. So that's just a little fun little tidbit there. So now I don't want to veer off track. So where was I? So anyway, I just have a ton of laundry. Plus you have like, sheets and, you know, all of that stuff. So anyway, I made one small change in my daily routine that resulted in relieving that stress for myself. So this is what I'm saying. Make a rule to do what you have to do before you do what you want to do. So I used to think that I needed coffee first thing in the morning before I could even function. It was like, don't talk to me until I have my coffee. Don't do anything until I have my coffee. Like, everybody was on high alert. If I haven't had my coffee, don't come around. But the change I made was I did a load of laundry first thing. So every morning I would get up and I would fold whatever was in the dryer, switch anything in the washing machine to the dryer, and start a new load. And then I did all of that before I would have a cup of coffee. So I know this sounds odd, but it has worked for me ever since I started this more than 6 months ago. I never have mounds of laundry in my laundry room anymore. It's like amazing. Sometimes I'm just like, I come down there and there's no laundry. I'm like, oh, I guess I got to go find some laundry to put together because I wanted to keep on that routine and that habit of not veering from that whole laundry thing. So it's just weird. Sometimes I think like, that's really only doing like one load a day. But then I still, you know, so then like if I'm home, if I'm home around lunchtime, I'll do more, you know, like I would always do, kind of just fit it in. But now it just works. And also then I just felt so much more productive before my coffee. And sometimes I'd even like, oh, let me clean up the kitchen if it needed cleaning, or let me, you know, pick up around the house, or it's so nice now too, like having that time where even this morning I made my daughter's lunch and everything before I even had my cup of coffee. So just saying, like making a rule for yourself, that's how you can just get creative if you're not that regimented type of person that has like a time and a place for every little thing that they do. So here's a couple of tips that I have for any of those people out there who struggle with this like I do. And sometimes I think even the type A people do struggle because they don't want to always have to be like, you know, sometimes if you're going through a change, like right now I'm going from summer to, you know, school starting, it's a change. And so you have to kind of like get back to those basics again and re-plan accordingly. And that was my first tip, is to plan ahead. Plan for what you have to do ahead of time so you don't stress out when unexpected things come up, because you have those pre-planned things. pre-planned things already figured out. And I know in my household, with like everything I have going on, I have such a busy life. I have multiple jobs. Plus I have this podcast. Plus I, you know, I have a lady I take care of in my house, my kids, my everything, my social life, my everything I have going on. Like, I don't plan everything, but I do plan the things that I can control. I do plan like when I have to pay my bills, you know, like all of the musts. I do plan exercise in. I do plan, you know, chore. I plan all of the things, you know, and like, okay, where am I going to be today? What do I have to do? Pre-plan all the things that have to be done. So if anything comes up that's unexpected, you already know, okay, what do I have to do? What can I knock out? What can I get done? So plan ahead as much as you can. And that's, this is true for social media. Okay. So you're probably like, why the heck is this like all about socially active? And is she talking about this? And I want to say, because when you have an organized life, you have an organized, you're organized in other areas. And I want to point out that when you're in a routine, it's no different than being in a routine on social media, because you become reliable. You become less stressed about it. Creativity can flow more easily through your veins, and you can have, you know, the things that you want to show up, you know, show up on a regular basis in your social media so people get to know you. So it's the real and authentic you. One thing that I did, this was another plan ahead thing for my social media. When I was just getting started, I had a coach, and she said, you know, and I never would go live or anything. I never talked on my stories or any of that kind of stuff. She said, you need to just plan something you do every day. So that's when I started doing my like live meditations, where I would go live every single Monday morning at like 6 a.m. or some craziness. Then also what I started doing was I would every day at 5 o'clock, I called it the 5 o'clock check-in or something. For 30 days, I said every single day, I am going to talk on my story at 5 o'clock, no matter what I'm doing, just to get the consistency, just to make it easier, and just to be authentic. Because if it was like, I didn't have time all the time to plan, like, oh, what am I going to say? What is going to be what my topic, or, you know, overthinking anything, you just do it. So sometimes when you just do something, it just becomes easier. Like my laundry, it becomes a habit. It just becomes a part of the day. It just becomes so easy, and it becomes who you, just part of you. So planning ahead, even in your social media, it's good when you can show up for your, I don't care if this is a business for you or if this is a family for you, that you're, you know, you're on to talk to your friends and family, or if you're talking to your customers, no matter what it is, just be consistent. You know, share some fun things about yourself. And so, you know, this is, you're a friend with those people on the other side of that social media there for you, you know, just pre-plan, like, I don't know what I'm going to say, but every day I'm going to post 2 stories, or every day I'm going to post this. Or you can plan ahead every day, or, you know, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, I'm going to post a picture of my dogs being playful, or I'm going to be spontaneous on Tuesdays and Thursdays and just post whatever comes to my mind. Whatever. It's just pre-planning a schedule is so good. Yeah, so Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you'll do a post maybe in your feed. Monday through Friday, you'll talk in your stories in the morning and at night. And it's going to be different for everyone. That's the beauty of it. And this is where you can have your creativity. You pick what is right and what works for you. So you don't have to like know exactly your topic. Like a type A might, oh, on Monday, I'm going to talk about my laundry. And on Tuesday, I'm going to talk about my family. And on Wednesday, I'm going to... It doesn't have to be like that. You could just say, you know what? I want to talk on my stories every single day because I want to be interactive with my friends, family, or customers. Whatever your purpose is for your social media. Or if you have a fear, you know, give yourself, it's kind of like that reward thing I said earlier. If you have a fear, like I did, I was like, I am never going live on my social media. Like never. And then I just did it. And then it just becomes less fearful. You just face that fear and you just give yourself something for it. You know, if that's what works for you, like reward yourself with, you know, a trip to Starbucks. It doesn't have to be anything fantastic, but just, you know, give yourself that reward. My next tip is to commit to commit. Commit to commit. So what does that mean? Well, it means to commit to a routine. Okay, if you do nothing else in the day, at least do the routine pre-planned tasks of the day. Commit to getting up early. Commit to grocery shopping a certain day of the week for lunches, snacks, or dinner items. And when it comes to social media planning, commit to posting the number of times at a minimum to intend to commit to. It is also a commitment to what you will not post about. So you won't post about, let's say you don't want to post about your relationship or your problems, or I won't lash out about my neighbor's dog on social media because you're fed up with it. You know, committing to what you won't do is just as important to committing to what you will do. You know, maybe you don't want to talk about, you refuse to talk about politics, or you refuse to be opinionated, or you don't want to, because that way when you're ever kind of like faced with an opportunity to like make a comment, or you have this really strong desire at that moment, if you have this already committed to commit to yourself of what you're not going to do, then you just won't do it. You know, I've already committed that I'm not going to talk about that, so I'm just not going to. Because when I've been in my right mind, not in this impulsive, emotional state, I don't want to do that. So I'm not going to. You know, also not posting if you're in a troubled relationship, like an up-down relationship, that you commit to yourself to not post about it. And we're going to get more into these things over the next couple of weeks. But even if you use social media as a passive source, you can still commit to what your intention for your page is. I'm not going to post just to post. I'm not going to post things I don't believe in. I'm not going to filter myself to look nothing like to look like somebody I'm not, just to be accepted. I'm not going to get on social media when I've been drinking or I tend to write things that I don't mean. That's a big one, because I think a lot of times, like, you wake up in the morning and you're like, oh, shoot, what did I say? What did I do? You know, so just commit. You know what? I'm going to be drinking tonight. I'm going to put my phone away. Stuff like that. Also, don't overcommit. If you know you will stress out for doing too much, then take things out and just do things that you're willing and able to do. And just do one thing at a time. So, like, I said when I had that coach early on when I was building my Instagram, I started doing the live meditations or whatever initially just to get used to going live. And then eventually, you know, it built on even more than that. But I didn't do everything all at once. I didn't like start going live and talking all my stories and doing all of this stuff to overwhelm me. I just took it one thing at a time, because once you tackle one thing, then that becomes easier. And then you can add a little something else on and add a little something. And if you decide that it's just too much, then cut back. You're in control. You have the ability to change your schedule. It's okay to wander. It's okay to, you know, it's okay to step away. It's okay to change the routine. You're not like having to, you know, you're not married to it. I mean, you are making a commitment, but your commitment can change. Your commitment. I mean, unless it's like a 30-day commitment, don't quit. Get through the 30 days or whatever. Maybe you just make shorter, like, okay, for the next 7 days, I'm going to try this and see if I can do it. And then at the end of 7 days, if you think it's good, then you continue on another 7 days, or maybe next time it's 10 days and then 14 days. And if it's not good, then you cut back and say, you know what? I did it for the 7 days, but it was a little too much for me to do this, this, this. So next time I'm going to, you know, change it up. And that's another thing I wish I would have said in my last episode about new beginnings, is just do it. Like, and even talking about routine, it's actually perfect for this episode, because you just have to do things. Like, yeah, we haven't talked about exactly like, oh, what should I do? You know, we're going to get into that over the next, I mean, we have 15 weeks together to talk about this socially active. Step number one is just to do it. So that's taking the first step in the new beginning. This step is just to be consistent, because when you're consistent, you're building that brand. Even if the brand is just your life, you know, even the brand is just you, who are you? You know, even if the brand is just to put you out there to friends and family, if the brand is to talk to your customers for your small business, I don't care what it is, just be consistent. Consistency means reliability. And in order to be consistent and in order to be reliable, you have to have a routine. You have to force yourself to be in a routine. And it doesn't have to be boring. Like I said, you can change it up however you want. Just consistency. Remember, like even if you're that commit to yourself, I want to commit to commit because I want to be reliable. I want to be consistent. I don't want to just show up here and there and be fake because I want to have to be so prepared and have my hair perfect and all of these things. You want to show up as authentically as possible. And so, you know, and because that's what builds a connection. So even if this isn't like a business and you do want to look a certain way or whatever, it doesn't matter. You need to be connected. Maybe you're connecting to other people that always like to look good. Maybe you're selling makeup or, you know, all of these types of things. But then it's even still good to show, okay, this is my blank canvas and this is how I can show you how you can look. So that leads me to my last tip. is don't fight routine. So I know lots of people who don't want a routine just to not turn into a routine person like myself, okay? Like they are losing a sense of freedom or something. But remember what I said, you know, before. It is okay to veer off and wander here and there. Setting up a routine is not putting your feet in concrete. You have the ability to make changes. You can alter and adjust. But if you want true success in life, business, and on social media too, you have to commit to a plan. You have to show up and you have to build that consistency. You have to build, you know, be consistent. Because it's kind of like if you, even if you're just posting your kids or something, it's like, okay, oh, look at my new baby. Oh, look at my life. And then like, you know, 2 years later, oh, now look at my two-year-old. You know, it's just kind of like, oh, that's nice. But there's no really invested connection with the person on the other side because they haven't seen like all the growth and everything up until that point. And even if you struggle with something, like a lot of people who are going through some kind of struggle, you know, with anything, it helps that person on the other side, like build that connection with you. If that's what you're looking for. I mean, some people, I mean, you're not listening to this podcast if you're not socially active. Okay. So if you're not socially active, then you're not even here, you know, listening to me. So these things won't resonate with you, but this is for the person who is socially active. So the only way you can see results is if you stay consistent. True. Point blank. I don't care if we're talking about social media or anything, even in like workouts, nutrition, health, everything, you know, even if you're, for some reason, this, like if you're an alcoholic and you're like trying to quit, consistency, you know, you're never going to get better if you keep drinking or even if you drink every other day or something like that. Just staying consistent is the way that you make it at anything. Consistency is success. Without consistency, there's nothing really. I mean, I can't even think of any situation where consistency does not lead to success. And this is a quote I like. Success doesn't come from what you do occasionally. It comes from what you do consistently. So even if you use social media as a passive source, you can still commit to what your intention for your page is. I'm not going to post just to post and things that you don't believe in. And that's really important too, I want to say, because about the not filtering yourself, you know, so that you're accepted just to get more likes or followers or, you know, more people will buy whatever you're selling. But when you do this, you are always going to feel like you have to hide behind something that isn't you, whether it be a filter or a lie. Don't do it. Don't be inauthentic. Because even if like, and then someone sees you and they're just like, then they just feel that sense of violation. Like what if somebody does see you as you really are and it's opposite, it's different from what you're putting yourself out there to be. It's just an immediate like kind of violation of trust. You will be accepted just as you are, just as you show up every day in your home. Be vulnerable. The payoffs are significantly better when you show up as your authentic self because you're wonderful. A lot of the people that I follow on Instagram that are like my favorite are the real people. I follow this girl. I can't think of her name. I love her. She's got millions of followers and she doesn't do her hair. She doesn't do her makeup. She talks to the camera most of the time. Half the time she looks like she just woke up out of bed, but she's funny. She's clever. She shows up as herself. And I just love that. And she's very consistent. So some days she might be just getting out of bed. I mean, so it's just, she just is who she is. And that's really the best time to be, because then you never have to be like, oh, I have something really funny to do, or this is really funny, but oh, I hate the way I look. I'm not putting that up there. You know, oh, I look fat in this, or oh, you know, my house isn't perfect, or oh, you know, I'm not in the right spot. I don't have my background, whatever. You know, if that's what you commit to doing, where you're going to show up. I follow another girl who's always in the same like jacket, and that builds her brand so that it's recognition. Of who she is. So you might have a brand like that where you do want to show up like consistency, and that's like all you post about, and you have a personal page for, you know, that. Well, then that's fine. And I like that. That's a good point, because when you commit to that, then you don't veer off and confuse people by being anything other than wearing that jacket and wearing that outfit, that you're not going to post anything personal, that is strictly going to be business. You can commit to that too. Like I said, this goes for, you are always going to be different, but you can confuse people if you're going to be that one day and then, you know, show yourself the other day. It's not going to build that consistency, and it's not going to keep that brand in the people's mind. So once you do things, the tips that I mentioned above, you'll have more energy space to be creative and free-flowing if that's the type of person you are. If you are a type A needing to have every detail of your day forecasted, then you can continue on in your everyday to-dos in that same manner. But I will say, if you are that person, please schedule time to relax. You know, schedule it in if you have to. Schedule in relaxing time, unwinding time, time to let loose, and have a percentage of your day open. Because it's like everything else, everything in moderation, no matter what type of person you are, everything in moderation, nothing in excess. So that means over-planning, overstimulation, over-committing. And that also comes to social media too. Over-posting is annoying. Okay, don't over-post either. Who's with me on that? I know there are people that are with me on that. I cannot stand like overposting. And honestly, when you overdo it, when you like post, none of your stuff gets seen. There's only so much in your social media that it's part of the, you know, when the algorithm sees that you're posting too, it'll just spot show things here and there. It's not going to like show everything consistently unless somebody visits your page, which could potentially, I guess, help you reach more people so that if they're interested, then they'll go to your page and see the rest of your content or whatever it is you're sharing. But it's just something I don't recommend. I don't recommend overdoing anything. It's just the thing. Everything in moderation. So the last thing I want to say about routine is to just show up and show up regularly on your social media. Maybe I can challenge you to a 30-day challenge where you post your feed or story every day for 30 days as yourself. When you commit to that plan, then you will be forced to show up doing real things as your real self, and you'll become more comfortable doing it. Same with your business. Plan ahead a different aspect of your business and break it down by categories, and then further by days of the week you want to post in each category. That way your content won't get boring to your audience, and you will highlight different aspects of yourself and your product or service. So what that means is, like kind of what I was saying earlier, is like, let's say you have a brand and you're like, okay, today I want to post, you know, 2 days a week, or Mondays and Tuesdays, I want to post an outfit. Or, you know, maybe my new summer collection. And then maybe you want to post accessories, and then you want to post shoes or something like that, so that, so that it doesn't get boring. You're not always posting the same thing. You're not always posting accessories. That you're of whatever you're offering in your brand, you get the full range of everything. So it's like, okay, you know, so a good way to do that is to have days of the week or limited, like at least, minimum is what I should have said. Have the number of times each week that you want to post everything so that you are assured you're getting everything in. And so people are like, oh, you know, they can see your full range of what you offer. And same thing, if you want to, those things that you want to share in your life with family, like let's say you want to share playtime or maybe you have multiple kids. Oh, you know, I really do want to share like me having fun time with my kids or me doing, you know, the activities or, you know, something like that. Then once you have a category, then within that category, you can pick like what you want to post. It kind of narrows it down and makes it easier. And then it makes everything creative. And then we're going to get into like throughout like knowing who you're talking to, knowing your audience and all of that kind of stuff over the next couple of episodes. So just go above and beyond and if you're not used to video in the form of lives or reels, maybe do one of those a week in that 30-day challenge, okay? So I know you can do it. Don't fight it. Just go live. And the nice thing about a live is that you can delete it. You don't have to add it to your feed. So if you like absolutely hate it, then just don't even continue it. One more final thought, and this is it, to get you out there before I sign off. We have all probably heard that consistency brings a sense of brand identity for your business. Same thing goes for your life. The more consistent you are with being authentic, the more your brand or your identity will resonate with you and others. Putting yourself out into the world consistently looking like you, consistently sharing your true self is your secret sauce for success. It truly is. And it builds reliability. It builds a sense of connection. It builds trust. And those are things that people want. I mean, I don't know if you've heard it a million times, if you're in sales or not sales, people don't always buy the product. They buy the person that's selling it. And when you're authentic and you build that trust, they're going to want to listen to you. They're going to believe you. They're not going to be like, oh, she's just making money on this. It's a scam. It doesn't work. Whatever, whatever. You know, be truthful and honest and let that show in what you're sharing. So until next time, I'm signing off. Next week, we are going to talk about knowing yourself and your brand. Bye, guys. Thanks for being here. Socially active. Bye.